Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so the example that we want to set is that first, you know, we improve and change our things. Charity begins at home, and then we can set the example. And it is that by doing, but not, and not by speaking, by talking, that we set the example. So we really want to become this union of equality and be an example by our deeds to the rest of the world that discrimination is never acceptable. With regards to the action plan and systemic racism, yes, we are aware of the reality that, and that is why we came out with the action plan, that legislation is never enough. When you look at society and what is happening in our societies, whether it is in the United States, whether it is in Europe, whether it is whatever continent on the world, in the world, we still see racism and systemic racism in spite of the many legislations which we have all over the world in this area of policy. So we know also that systemic racism is very hard to eradicate because it is structured. It is part of how our societies function. So legislation is one thing, and I would dare say it's the easiest part to legislate. But then when you see how is this legislation enforced, you will find again, in this case, racism, which is structural, which is systemic. So that is why we say in our action plan that we have to focus and zoom in on our structures, such as the enforcement institutions, which is just one example. We have to look at our schools. We have to look at our hospitals. We have to look at various levels of government where racism is structural. So it is not enough to come out with legislation. And that is why there is the accompanying action plan, which we are working with every member state, so that every member state will have its own action plan tailored to the realities of that particular member state. It's not one size fits all. There are 27 member states, and requirements are different. So that is why we are focusing on the different member states and helping them to implement their own action plans, which are a reflection of the reality of that particular member state. But yes, state systemic racism is alive and kicking, and that is why we've had the protests in the United States, we've had the protests in Europe, because it is there, and it is what we have to address. And thank you